siqhubeke nestroke, ukublokheka kwemithambo noma ukuqhuma kwemithambo. Ubona ngani ukuthi kuqhume lo mthambo? Ubona ngani ukuthi kublokheke kulo mthambo? La ngachaza ukuthi sinobuchopho njengobona la kune anterior cerebral artery, the middle cerebral artery, internal carotid and so forth. Nangamanye sisazowachaza. Ake siqaleke sikutshele ukuthi yabona uma kuqhume lo mthambo lo esiwubiza nge-anterior cerebral, nakuya uno-A1 no-A2, ubonakala ngani umuntu olinyalelwe noma okune-stroke kwi-anterior cerebral artery? Lowo muntu lo, khumbula ukuthi le artery isupplya the medial part of the frontal and parietal lobe. So uma kulimele leliya branch leyana, uzoba ne-weakness 1 yesayidi elingalimele. Uma ngabe le ngapha i-cerebral artery elimele, uzoba ne-weakness yalolu hlangothi olungapha kuma lower extremities, isingezansi kakhulu kunesingenhla. Uzophinda ube ne-sensory loss, usho ukuthi you can't sense, you don't have sensation kuleli side elingapha, futhi contralateral loss of sense of sensation or sensory loss of the contralateral side, usho ukuthi ulimele i-anterior cerebral artery. Uma uqhubeka siyazi ukuthi again le ndawo le iphinde izosupplya i-prefrontal cortex. Uma kuthinteka i-prefrontal cortex siyazi ukuthi umsebenzi wayo is to control emotions, behavior and decision making. So umuntu developer le unwillingness to participate in anything, leyo nto esiyibiza ngokuthi a bullier, where you just not willing to participate in anything. Or else additionally, into eyenzakalayo makulimele i-ACA, umuntu uba ne akinetic mutism, la akathandi ukunyakaza, uhlezi nje uthe phuhle. So those are diagnostic features ukuthi kulimele i-ACA, iyona ene stroke, right? Then kuzoba khona i-middle cerebral artery le, which is a part of internal carotid. Now lo mthambo, the MCA, middle cerebral artery, yona it supplies the lateral part of the temporal of the frontal and parietal lobe. So it supplies that part, frontal and parietal lobe, the lateral outer part. So uma umuntu ublokheke lowa mthambo sibiza ngokuthi i-middle cerebral artery, ubona ngani there is weakness and sensory loss of the contralateral side. Contralateral means mangabe kulimele i-MCA yakwa left, kusho ukuthi wena uzoba affected ngapha kakhulukazi isingenhla, kulaba abalimele ingalo, ukuthola igongobele ingalo nobuso nga, ngoba yona specializer kuma upper extremities and the face as well. So kuba ne you lose sensation and you become weak on these upper extremities, kakhulukazi ukwedlula isingezansi. Again, when it goes deeper, when this branch goes deeper, it supplies something called a frontal eye field. So when frontal eye field is affected, umuntu develop into sibiza ngathi ipsilateral gaze deviation. Mangabe kulimele MCA yanga, amehla azothwista wonke abhekela ngale kuleli side of the injury. So we call that ipsilateral gaze deviation. When it goes deeper, siyazi ukuthi the middle cerebral artery supplies the optic radiations as well. So when optic radiation is affected, you develop what we call contralateral homonymous hemianopia, okusho ukuthi ena mangabe iMCA ile actually angayilimele le MCA yanga, shut lonke leli side linga awuzukulibona, lonke leli side langa awuzukulibona. Mangabe ulimele nga, kusho ukuthi umuntu athi kwaba right angiwuboni, kusho ukuthi ulimele iMCA yakwa left. So we call that contralateral homonymous hemianopia. Or else into eyenzakala the ekakhulukazi yakwa left i-MCA, it supplies an area called Broca's area. So uthola ukuthi umuntu ushawa stroke, makulimele i-MCA yakwa left akakwazi ukukhuluma, we call that Broca's aphasia or expressive aphasia, akakwazi ukukhuluma amazwi akhona but cannot pronounce words, cannot talk, inability to talk, it's Broca's or expressive aphasia. Or deeper, when around these areas kune Wernicke's area, which is responsible for interpretation of sound and language. So mangabe leya area nayike yathinteke ngenxa yokuthi affecteke iMCA, then umuntu uzoba nenkinga ukuthi uyawuza umsindo but cannot make sense of it, cannot interpret ukuthi kuthiwa umuntu ukuthi akasukumi uyakubuka nje, akayizwa noma uthi sukuma noma uthi hlala. So that is receptive aphasia or Wernicke's aphasia, right? So again, into eyenzakalayo uma ku-affecteke i-MCA, the somatic sensation, the motor sensation or pathway is intact, kodwa umuntu cannot act, yabona. Umuntu uyafisa ukwenza into but he just cannot. That is called apraxia. And the last one is neglect. What is neglect? It's when you injure that side maybe of the MCA, you just neglect the whole contralateral side. Uvanul course until corners if I exist in continue using one and the same side. So it's apraxia and neglect and contralateral hemianomas, hemianopia, and receptive aphasia and expressive aphasia as well, as I've mentioned. So ilama details ahamba ne middle cerebral artery. Maningi amanye sokutshela ukuthi when this choroidal the anterior choroidal artery is occluded kwenzakalani. But let us go to this one, the posterior cerebral artery. Posterior cerebral artery. Siyazi ukuthi posterior cerebral artery supplier, it supplies the occipital lobe. So again, when you affect, when you block, or when there's rupture of the posterior cerebral artery, yini into ezokwenzeka? You won't see, you will have contralateral homonymous hemianopia, ukusho ukuthi mangabe i-occipital lobe yangapha elimele, kusho ukuthi wena leli side la kwa right awuzukulibona, uzobona ngapha kuphela, yabona. And then again, into eyenzakalayo, this posterior cerebral artery, yinto eyenzakalayo, you fail to read, that is alexia, but you can write. So yini eyenzakalayo la? You can't read but you can write. So it's alexia without agraphia mangabe kulimele I posterior cerebral artery. And if it affects the thalamus, because PCA supplies the thalamus as well, so you lose sensation, you can't feel pain on the contralateral side of the body. Shuthi mangabe kulimele PCA yanga leli side lengapha awuzukuzwa nhlungu, awuzukwenza any sensation. So kuza kuyakhombisa ukuthi kulimele iPCA, istroke sishaye kwi posterior cerebral artery. Furthermore, the if siyazi ukuthi it goes deep iPCA and supplies the midbrain. So when the midbrain is supplied, then the following syndromes, there's something called Weber's syndrome, where there's third nerve palsy, there's ipsilateral third nerve palsy that goes with hemiplegia, with contralateral hemiplegia, kusho ukuthi the third nerve, which is oculomotor nerve, is disturbed. Ihambisana nokukhubazeka kwesayidi eliphikisana nala kulimele khona. So let's say ileli sayidi, le third nerve yangayo ilimele, bese kuzoba ukukhubazeka kwesayidi lakwa left. Yini third nerve palsy? It's when the affected eye is idonseka iphenduke ibe yinxeme, iphuma ikubukele eceleni bese iyehla, lateral deviation and downward movement. Ebese kodwa leli elingalimele lisale liqonde, but iproblem ubusubona kabili. Athi umuntu ngibona kabili, umwena ngubona kabili. And we know there's a lesion of the midbrain esupplying the PCA. The second syndrome eyenzakalayo is something called Benedict syndrome. Yini Benedict syndrome? Kuba khona ipsilateral third nerve palsy, yabona. So kusho ukuthi again this ipsilateral third nerve palsy ehamba na ne contralateral ataxia. So contralateral ataxia ihambisana no third nerve palsy. So umuntu leli solidonsekela shona leli shona phansi, kodwa futhi leli side linga umuntu nalama movement angawaqondi, angakwazi ukwa controller, that is called ataxia. Lastly, kuzoba khona into ekuthiwa i-cloud syndrome. Cloud syndrome is the combination of both Benedict and Weber's syndrome, where kuva nokuxubana konke kulokho kade ngikusho, isolidotela bheka le akakwazi ukunyakaza lana, there's ataxia and kunokukhubazeka futhi kwi contralateral side. So it's got more to do with affected midbrain, the thalamus, and all these optic radiations as well. Ngoba ugcina ungaliboni leli linye side. So sizomala, sizoqhubeka futhi sizochaza the vertebral namanye cell. For now, let's stop there.